This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Ahoy, and good morning, esteemed professors.
They can't take boats or something? Or
I guess they could, but...
Then they wouldn't be in a trivia question, though.
that's true. That was Yosemite Sam.
I think you got the wrong play, Ed. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. Let's see. Today is the...
12th.
April the 12th, 2024. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Our Professor Ed in this show.
And folks, don't forget, you better have your taxes in by Monday.
Speaking of which.
Our three-letter agency is coming after you.
Everybody knows about Darth Vader. Yeah. Few people know about his evil brother, Tax Evader.
I'll come after your taxes.
All right.
That was JJ.
JJ Jasper. Yeah. Good morning, Brother JJ.
Good morning. And I know we all three want to say thank you for all the prayers and support. Our spring share-a-thon, successful share-a-thon. Now, this morning on the air, I was making mention that we had $4,049,000. That was the latest thing we saw on the screen. There was a little glitch in our software for people that were going online. The money came in, all the information secure, but it didn't log the last half day. So we did $4,200,000.
Amen.
Our spring share-a-thon. Amen. We just can't say thank you enough. We know with these times, with the way prices are, most of those gifts were a sacrifice for
Amen.
People. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Amen. So just to make sure folks understand, you did emphasize all the information was secure. It just didn't log it in our Share-a-thon Central.
It didn't.
So we didn't know about it.
That's right. That's the only. Yeah, your credit card number, all the information. Nobody saw anything. But where it transferred over to our screen,
right?
It hit a little glitch, and we didn't report the last half day of Share-a-thon.
And what's a glitch exactly in the computer world?
Well,
AJ, can you explain that to us?
Yeah, it's an original Hebrew word, glitch. It's going to take a minute. If you guys have brought your stack lunch, pull up a chair here. We'll talk about
glitch that. Is just a word for computer geeks that covers a whole variety of things that non-computer people will accept as an answer.
And then they say reboot it, and you go, you mean we went through all that, and three of you guys had to stand around, and all you did is reboot it, now it's back going again. I wish I'd thought to do that.
Turn it off, turn it on.
Yeah.
I have also another thing I've noticed since my son has worked in IT for a long time, since he got out of college, is that word glitch also doesn't tell the rest of us whose fault it was.
That is true.
Oh, it was a glitch.
It's a glitch.
A glitch. Okay.
Just, random. It could have happened to anybody. Glitch. Everybody, a glitch just pops up.
Yep.
All right. Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. We're going to ask questions, three questions each. Now, today is not first-time callers only, but it is you're welcome to call and be on the air with us if you haven't been on the air in the last 8 weeks. So the reason we do this is we just want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. What is the phone number if people qualify for that? And you have to be 11 years old and older.
Right. The number is
888-589-8840.
That number again,
888-589-8840. Not available in Montana.
That's right. Not available in Montana.
Got that from JJ. Not available in Montana.
Yep. You have to say it quickly.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you can list some of the potential side effects tuning in here on the program.
All the medicines that are promoted on TV, they got 10 seconds of what it can do for you, and then 50 seconds back can kill you.
Hey, look, we're having a little fun already early in the program, but I just saw a thing where the fastest way, the quickest way to burn the most calories, walk into a spider web.
that's true.
And you can probably invent a new bread dance while you're at it.
Yeah, it's good cardio.
Yes, it is.
All right, and we have a mystery question. And if you answer the mystery question, you're going to hear this sound. Yes, the
beloved cowbell
shall ring, and all the world will know you won yourself an AFR stainless steel travel mug. My little tricks are getting old. For those watching on the internet on Facebook Live for today's issues or streaming.afa.net, I am about to, or YouTube, today's issues, I'm about to demonstrate how to put the AFR stainless steel travel mug on your head and do, I'm doing it right now, this do the finger guns.
Finger guns.
I need a new trick, though, don't I? This is like I am an old dog.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Is it okay?
You need something new.
Because I'm showing my skill. I don't know if this is an Olympic sport.
But it should be.
It will be because they've added some odd things for Olympic sports. I can't remember the list of things that I've thought.
I saw last year the one where someone carries an egg.
With a spoon?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, but there are some really bizarre things instead of the legitimate sports.
Is that the Waffle House walk?
The Waffle House walk.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But enough about curling. Let's get back to our other questions.
And the favorite here in the Waffle House walk is from Angola.
From Angola. This year's winner, the 2024 Waffle House walk.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions.
Bring it.
By the way, you'll probably, over the next week or two, hear a bunch of sports questions because I, like, hit the jackpot, you know, and so got a bunch of questions, so I'll be tossing a lot of those in. Here's the first one.
All right.
In what sport is accomplishing a turkey considered a good thing? What sport is accomplishing a turkey considered a good thing?
Besides turkey hunting.
Yes. Yeah. Duly
noted.
Yeah. This is okay.
Yeah. This is accomplishing, kind of like, you know, when you
a hat trick and
that's right.
Ice hockey.
And ice hockey. Very good.
Right. Wow. Ice hockey from Tim Wildman?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Have you been coaching him?
No. He'll every once in a while tell me, hey, I watched some of the game last night, and I keep telling him, you keep fishing on that riverbank, you may fall in.
You might find yourself a turkey.
Second question. It is actually a hockey question. Yeah. In what National Hockey League city do the fans throw octopuses on the ice when their team wins a playoff game? Now, by the way, octopuses or
beers or before?
I don't know. I don't know how many beers, but they come prepared. What National Hockey League city do the fans throw octopuses on the ice when their team wins a playoff game?
So Friday night, a lot of people going out to eat. This couple said they go to the seafood place, and the husband said he liked to order octopus. But the waiter said, well, it takes 4 hours to cook. He said, 4 hours? Why so long? He said, well, they keep reaching out and turning off the stove. one of those arms.
That's funny. That's two good ones, man. I'm telling you.
I'm warming up for next week. I'm going to be in Salina, Kansas on Thursday night.
All right, third question. The American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Is that true or false? The American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, what U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution? What U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution? Second question, Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor are types of what? Now, they got you the money you deserve, didn't they, Tim?
they sure did.
The law firm Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor?
Windsor.
Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor are types of what? Then third question, true or false, the word chimichanga, a deep-fried burrito common in Southwestern cuisine, the word chimichanga is Spanish for thingamajig. Is that true or false? The word chimichanga is Spanish for thingamajig.
All right. All right, my question is the Masters golf tournament is going on now. This is day two, the famous golf tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Okay, so there have only been three people in history who've won the Masters golf tournament four times or more. Who are they?
Oh,
quite
good question.
Who are they? Number two question. There is a common expression. There is a common expression or saying that uses something farmers do to express taking advantage of an opportunity. What is that expression? Do you understand the question?
I think we can get there. Say it again more slowly.
There is a common saying that uses something farmers do to express taking advantage of opportunity. What is that expression?
Good.
What is that saying? You got that question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, all right. This next question is an American geographical question, which I have quite often. These three states, Alaska, Texas, and California, are the three largest states in the U.S. by land mass. I want to know what the fourth one is.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Who's next in line? What's the next largest state in terms of land mass after Alaska, Texas, and California? Alaska is kind of like big as the moon.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not as much cheese.
No.
Or gas, according to one of the congressmen.
All right, there you go. There are my questions.
All right, let's go.
By the way, I do need to give a tip of the hat for my octopus question to Jan. Her and her husband were here at Share-a-thon, and she's the one who gave me the idea for that question. So tip of the hat to you, Jan, if you're listening. All right, let's go to Kansas first, and Kurt is on the line. Kurt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Kurt. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Kansas?
Topeka.
Okay.
Nice area.
JJ's going to be in Salina here in a few. When is
next
that?
Thursday night. The Pregnancy Service Center, James and the team there, it's a banquet at the Hilton Garden Inn. I think it's full. But we appreciate prayers.
Okay. All right. That's like mentioning a sold-out concert.
Right.
I'm going to go, but nobody else can.
Well, you know what you can do? People get on the waiting list, and a lot of times, you know, somebody will have a flat.
Is there standing room?
Maybe.
Standing room?
Yeah, I have
watch
had
everybody
them
else
say,
eat.
You can't eat, but you can come for the program.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Kurt. Ask, answer, or both?
I just want to answer.
Which one?
I'm not a big sports fan, but I'm gonna do the first one you asked about the turkey.
Okay, here's the question, Kurt. In what sport is accomplishing a turkey considered a good thing?
That would be bowling.
That is true.
What? Bowling?
Three strikes in a row is called a turkey.
I've never heard of that.
How did you know that, Kurt?
Well, I just have heard that, but I've never had a turkey.
The backstory, as far as I could find out when I always double check these, was that early in the century, if you got three strikes in a row, you won a turkey. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's
explanation. That would make Ben Franklin happy because he wanted our state bird to be a turkey.
National bird.
National bird. Yep. He was a he got his feathers ruffled when they went with the eagle.
So way to go, Kurt.
And yeah, nicely done. Way to start us out.
So a turkey, if you get three strikes in a row in bowling, your friends there will high five you and say, "Good turkey."
Yeah, kind of like getting an eagle in golf or something.
Yeah,
I'm good at getting the gutter balls. I'm good at gutter balls.
Yeah, gutter balls. About three gutter balls in a row. Yeah. That ought to be for something. Hey, Kurt, what's your question for us?
I don't have one.
Okay, have a good weekend, buddy, and thank you for listening to AFR.
Amen.
Great way to start us out.
Absolutely. All right, we go to Arkansas, and DB is on the line. DB, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, DB. Where do you live in Arkansas?
About halfway between Hot Springs and the Oklahoma line, west of Hot Springs.
Okay.
Little town called Black Springs.
Okay. I've never been west of I've been to Hot Springs a couple times, but I've never been west of there except for like going to Texarkana. So you live out in the sticks.
Pretty much.
But you do have a Dollar General nearby.
Yeah.
Somewhere nearby.
All right. Well, listen, ask, answer, or both?
We'll go with both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Let's try the Constitution question.
Okay.
Okay, AJ, that's your... Yeah. What U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution?
I believe that would be Thomas Jefferson.
No.
No, it's not. Now, nope.
That's according to what I've got here. Yeah, it's a different person. That was what I thought.
I'm about when to clap for you.
No, man. When I clicked on the answer, I said, well, I blurted that out myself. But no, it's somebody else known as the father
history
of the Constitution.
Going on. JJ fell for it.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, I started out with one, but I'm going to change. The question is, you know this – excuse me, I got some cows.
Hello? You got – what was that noise?
He just got three strikes in a row.
Yeah,
I hear, the turkey.
I got some cows that I'm checking on, and they're trying to talk to me.
Well, so. That was an odd sound, though. That was
– yeah.
Is that what they do?
Well, when they're looking for their calves, they make a different sound than just a regular moo.
That's right.
You sure enough are out in the pasture.
Watch. Sure. Careful where you're walking, DB.
Hey, DB, let me talk to him for just a minute. Hold that phone up there.
Jay just got a cow call going on there.
I can bring him up to the fence.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, anyway, where were we?
Hey,
he's got a question for us.
You got a question for us.
Okay, y'all may have heard that this year, in a couple of months, the 17-year cicada and the 13-year cicada are hatching out at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who was the president the last time this occurred?
My wife and kids have been talking about this phenomenon and how noisy that's going to be, and they actually said, you know, it hasn't happened back since so-and-so was president, but I only halfway pay attention.
Wait, can you tell us what year that was, and I'll tell you. It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I'm just listening. Hey, I'm just looking forward to it, because that's going to be some good eating.
That worked when you were in summer school.
That's right. Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
All right, I'm going to say...
I'm going to say Franklin Roosevelt.
No, it was before that. I'm going to say...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was way back. I'm going to say Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, that far. I'm going to say Woodrow Wilson. So we got FDR, Woodrow Wilson, and Thomas Jefferson, DB. Any of us close?
Thomas Jefferson, 221 years ago.
Wow.
It was that long?
Yeah.
And yeah, Joe Biden was asked about that yesterday and said he was there.
I was basically raised by cicadas.
Oh, that's a fist bump right there.
So that goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson? When the last time that happened?
With both of them, 13 years?
At the same time. And see, about 5 years ago.
Are they rivals?
In our neighborhood, we heard, like, who has got a generator on that's been on for 3 days straight now, night and day, and they won't turn it off? Just that low hum in our neighborhood, and then you started hearing everybody saying, man, this is about to make me go crazy. And it was the cicadas. Do you guys remember that where we live?
They were.
Five or six years ago.
They were a rival band of the Beatles back in the
60s.
The cicadas. And they just never could get over the hump. You know?
Yeah, well.
Speak. Yeah.
And so,
hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend, DB.
Then came the monkeys.
The monkeys.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It has to be an animal.
Cicadas were just
kind
of left in
it.
The dustbin of musical history.
You know, really, as they should have been with a name like that. That's,
right.
Now, when is this going to happen? Is it happening right now?
This summer.
Yeah, it's
this summer.
Happen. That's right.
What
it's going to be?
Do you think people will travel long distances to listen to them?
Yeah,
stare at the sun.
Stare, right. Stare down in the ground.
Look, you guys are
put glasses on, act like fools. I'm sorry, am I judging?
Listen,
we better go back.
There's a lot
to
of
callers.
People making that judgment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, a little human
folks went crazy over that.
Human interest story. A teacher, 46 years ago, a science teacher to his middle school, he said, mark April the 8th, whatever it was, 2024, mark that on a calendar. This total eclipse is going to happen. And he said, let's all meet together and celebrate. This was 46 years ago. It's New York. And then he was surprised, whatever day the eclipse was, and a couple of his former students showed up with lawn chairs and refreshments, and then more and more trickled in. 100 of his former middle school kids.
What?
They were on his lawn to watch that. You think that the teacher doesn't make it a difference in people's lives? He must have been a fun, very gifted.
That was in New York?
Yeah, New York. But a middle school science teacher. You know, can you imagine to some kids, mark this date, 46 years from now, let's all meet together.
Right.
I don't even remember what my wife told me yesterday, let alone what my science teacher in eighth grade.
Well, and that's the power of a teacher, how they shape your worldview and values and, you know. Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as like putting them in a big basket. Everybody's good.
But there's no bitterness there for a Timmy who went to summer school. Little Timmy who had to go to summer school.
I did have to go to summer school.
Everybody else was playing ball, and they came by, and they were
pecking
on the glass.
That was
going,
my
what
science
time did you get
teacher.
Out of there? What
well,
time?
No, that did happen. I did go to summer, and I'm, you know, I'm not.
You're owning it.
I'm owning it. I had to go to summer school for high school algebra. And so it was summer school, so you could see out the windows, and my buddies were riding by.
Yes, they were.
They were.
They were riding by waving at me, you know, or calling out my name out the window.
Let's go swimming.
Right.
Well, that's right.
You're in summer school because you're dumb.
Oh, man. Now, 6 weeks? What is it? Because, I mean, it wrecks the whole summer.
I think it was like a month or something like that.
Oh, that's a summer that's.
And that was disappointing.
I guess so. That was. You finally get out of school, and your friends are going, what took you so long?
I got out, and I still didn't know the point of algebra. but you know, I know there is a point.
Staying out of summer school.
We have to have bridges, roads, and things like
rockets,
that.
Rockets. Somebody wants to build a rocket.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take our time out early, and then we'll come back. We'll do an algebra problem, and then we'll get back to our callers. How about that?
And I'm going to maintain how awesome teachers are. I'm going to stay over on this side. Tim's going to say, don't take a broad brush. Don't say all teachers are great.
Painting with too broad a brush.
We're going to take a short time out. And
we do thank all of you good teachers out there.
Yes, we do.
You mediocre teachers, not so much.
You know who you are. You know. We'll be back and reset our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chance at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Keep moving. Oh, they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving broad. Don't try to understand them. Just hope them growing brand. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating by two lovers.
That's
singing cicadas.
It's also pork.
Sing it.
Also poor quality.
There. Well, that's from the 50s, that show.
Yeah, what, Rawhide?
That was Clint Eastwood got his start on that show. Black and white, Rawhide.
Was that the first TV Western?
I don't know. I don't
TV Western, not movies, but TV.
My favorite episodes there, like Roping Cattle, Branding, and they came after Clint Eastwood with a brand. And he said, go ahead, make my day. I might have a couple shows mixed up.
He said, I'll be back. Yeah. That wasn't him?
No, that wasn't him.
Oh, that was Arnold.
Okay.
Arnold.
Remember. Well, yeah. You seen that commercial with State Farm?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty clever.
Say it's neighbor.
It's neighbor.
I said it, neighbor.
I said
neighbor.
Neighbor.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. This is called Learning University.
Yes.
try that one more time.
I was thinking about hockey.
One and two and three. Learning University. It is. JJ. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger version right there. And we're going to repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered, and we're going to get back to the phone. So go ahead, Ed.
All right. In what National Hockey League city do the fans throw octopuses or octopi on the ice when their team wins a playoff game?
Wow.
That seems a little radical.
Yeah. And do you take them?
Well,
Put them in your backpack?
No, they'll have to come up there and scoop them up. But man, what if the guy behind you doesn't have a very good arm, you know,
or the guy three rows back
and hits you in the head.
But you got to win a playoff tournament.
A home game. Second,
that's a really obscure sports question. You dug deep for that.
Apparently they're not, the security's not that tight. They're not.
I mean, it's challenging. I'm not putting, I'm going to say,
I've already got someone I know has sent an answer.
Okay.
They're not checking those coolers or backpacks very closely. They're letting you come in with an
octopus.
Yeah.
But it's good for the octopus business.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
I was going to say, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Second question. The American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Is that true or false? And I will add a sporting question. Mm-hmm. What sporting event is held every Memorial Day? What sporting event is held every Memorial Day? That's what I've got.
Good. Here's my first question. What U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution? Yes, I thought it was Thomas Jefferson, too, but it's not. What U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution? Second question. Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor are types of what? Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor.
I had to go by there and get my tax return.
Are types of what?
Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor.
Third question. The word chimichanga is Spanish for thingamajig. The word chimichanga is Spanish for thingamajig. Is that true or false?
I dated a girl in high school named Chimichanga.
Chimichanga?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
She was very sweet.
One date?
It didn't. It ended after one date.
What movie did y'all go see?
See, now you got me. I should have come up with something. Sorry. I should have had a whole stream of things going, but I just tossed it out there like sitting there like an octopus.
Chimmy, your date's here.
So now I can't believe I'm saying
this. Is this a chunk of home? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm here to pick up Chimmy.
Now, see, I should have. That's excellent.
That is good,
Mr. Changa. Just want you to know, I'll have your daughter home by 11.
11 better be 10. You better wipe that smile off your face, Italiano or whatever your last name is.
All right. So my questions are as follows. Chimmy. Did you do yours right,
Chimmy?
Yes.
Okay. My questions are as follows. What are the Masters golf tournament is taking place this week, and
that explains that green jacket you've been wearing every day.
A wannabe winner. So there are only three people in the history of golf that have won the Masters four times or more. Who are they? And everybody knows these names. Okay, this is not an obscure question. Number two. All right, pay close attention to this question. What is a common saying or a common expression that uses something farmers do to express taking advantage of opportunity? Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I tell you what, if somebody can get that one, and
It's kind of a riddle.
If somebody can get that one, we'll send them an AFR stainless steel travel mug. Because that's not easy. It's not real, real hard, but it's not easy. Number three question I have. All right, so the three largest states, I think everybody knows, by landmass are Alaska, Texas, and California. What is the fourth largest state by landmass? I want to know the answer to that. All right,
that's
let's go.
Good question. All right, let's go to Virginia, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hey.
Hey, brother Mark. Where are you calling from?
Near to Richmond.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, thanks for calling. I don't hear any birds.
Oh, they're taking an eating break right now.
Well, now eating break. Now they've stepped away
From the television.
That's from the table, from the buffet. Hey, we're hearing a little bit of an echo, so you might want to turn the radio down just a little bit, Mark.
Okay.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I hear them now.
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the president and the Constitution.
Here's the question. What U.S. president was known as the father of the Constitution?
James Madison.
James Madison.
Which is not too far from you, right, where he lived?
Right.
There's a James Madison University. Is that in... That's not in Roanoke, is it? What is that?
Well, I know that he was... I don't remember what town that's in, but I know that he was sent to the Constitutional Convention from Orange, Virginia.
Gotcha.
Or something like that.
There's the deal. People thought for the longest time that Thomas Jefferson was the constitutional one. And then when James's wife, Dolly, started making them little cakes and bringing them to the meetings, they said, we're going to credit James Madison for that because them Dolly Madison cakes are really good. She shows up every time with them.
She comes through.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Mark?
Harrisonburg.
Yes, I've been through there. Harrisonburg's where James Madison University is, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, so last week, Professor Wildman was talking about how he was a fan of the Take Me Home Country Roads song.
Yes.
And so my question for you is, which Studio Ghibli movie features that song?
The John Denver hit Take Me Home Country Roads?
Yes. Or
Country Roads Take
Studio,
Me Home.
What was that little thing you said, though? There's
Studio Ghibli.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
It's like a dish in Louisiana.
I think it's thingamajig in Spanish.
What?
Studio Ghibli.
Isn't that thing that you kind of sometimes pull out of turkeys? People eat they eat the Studio Ghibli. Some people really like that.
Well, hey, you're going to have to I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
But tell us the movie. Yeah. What's the answer?
Okay, so the answer is Whisper of the Heart.
Yeah. Whisper of the Heart starring who?
Well, it's a cartoon.
Oh.
Well, it still has a star.
Studio Ghibli-o.
Like a
well, Studio Ghibli is the animation studio that Hayao Miyazaki was one of the founders of.
He's still alive?
Yes.
He's still alive? Because I hadn't heard from him in years. we went to high school together back. Gosh, that's been 78, and then he moved away.
Well, in fact, he started dating Chimichanga after we broke up. So
they did.
Yeah,
it's a small world.
What a really career is. I never.
Hey,
do.
Mark, thanks. Have a great weekend. Take care of those birds.
Yeah, a bird man.
Yep,
a real one.
A real bird.
Not
man.
Even from Alcatraz.
Now, what he told us before, what the deal was with that? Doesn't he have a bird sanctuary in his backyard or something?
No, he just raises, I think, budgies.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of like parakeets.
Budgies.
I think it's another name for parakeets.
It's like having cats. He spends a lot of time going to the park, and he brought bird seed with him, and they follow him home. You feed a cat, you put out food one time, it's all over.
So the birds, the word gets around.
They talk to each other. Yeah. Why do you think they got carrier pigeons? They know how to communicate.
Duly noted, JJ.
You know, it's very funny you mentioned that about the cat, because my wife and my daughter conspired against me.
Sure they did.
So there was a feral cat, and of course they once you start naming them, I know I'm done for.
Yeah, you shouldn't have named it feral.
I didn't.
Because that's an insult right there.
He's a tomcat.
Yeah.
And so they start calling him, "Hey, Tom," you know, and then I walked out to go to work one day, and there was a bowl of food out there, and that cat hasn't left since. Well, he goes and wanders off, but then he comes back.
Did he come over the southern border? Because
it's just as likely.
Start giving freebies. They start to come by millions.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. It's cat nature. That's what happens.
All right.
All right. Sorry to bring that up, but I am a little bitter.
Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. And we are the professors here at this fine institution of higher education. And Ed, you haven't given our mission statement.
It is
recently, our charter.
We exist to make our students
betterer,
smarter, and awesomer.
And awesomer.
That's our mission. Mission statement.
JJ said,
"Your IQ will raise one question at a time."
Right.
It's on our brochure. You don't believe
IQ will raise.
So you have to be pretty smart to even be able to know what it's saying.
You don't believe it. It's on our brochure.
All you have
to do is read it.
Huh?
If you don't believe
it will be on our website, but we haven't got that finished yet. It's not up. Yeah, we started that a couple years ago.
Yeah, just a couple.
And the tryouts for our football team, we're going to have to postpone that because of the total solar eclipse.
our website would be up, but we had a little glitch, so not really sure.
Back to the phone.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma.
Go to the phone.
Dean is on the line. Dean, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors.
Howdy, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Where you live in Oklahoma?
Wolf, Oklahoma.
Okay.
That's a cool name for a town.
Yeah, I think you've made it on the show before, haven't you, Dean?
Yes, sir. Listen to you guys every day.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it very much.
Twice on Fridays.
There you go.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I like the way you think.
Twice on Fridays.
Ask, answer, or do both. Dean, you know the drill.
And I finally want to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer? Let's start there.
Okay, the Kelvin.
Yeah, here's the question. Here's the question. Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor are types of what?
Tie knots.
Oh yeah,
like a half Windsor.
Yeah.
Now this could throw some people off because Windsor is a Ford motor. Pratt and Whitney, airplane motor, but it does sound more like a law firm than anything. But these are common ways to tie a knot. A Kelvin knot, a Pratt knot, or a Windsor. Most everybody we know here in our part of the country, you tie a half Windsor.
Yeah.
So that's what we generally, the triangle knot, that's a Windsor.
A half Windsor.
Hey, how did you know that, Dean?
Sounds like a drink.
Google.
Margarita. I googled it.
Hey, I googled it.
Umbrella in it.
I googled it to make sure that my little trivia question thing was telling me right.
Yeah.
And when I googled, what is Kelvin, Pratt, and Windsor, it said law firm was the first thing it said. Are you wanting names for a law firm and then something?
Oh.
And then it said ties. And I laughed out loud because I was already thinking that we'd probably milk that and have some fun with it. Hey, way to go, Dean. What's your question for us?
Okay. What is Superman's real name?
Don't say anything, Dean. We're gonna answer this.
So it's not gonna be Clark Kent.
No, is it Jor-El?
That's right, because he had it written on his thing with the
You mean the name he got from his when he came
parents.
In the other planet,
and there was a capsule, there was a box of Pampers, and then it had a little note saying what his real name was. And stay away, don't feed him kryptonite.
I don't think I've got the first part of that right. I don't think it's Jor-El. I think that might have been his father.
No, I think you're right.
I'm going to go Chimichanga.
I'm going to go with Jor-El because I can't think of anything else.
Jor-El because I think you're in the ballpark. And I know.
Okay, Kal-El.
All
right.
And
I got a little bit of help there.
And a little thing that said, don't use a passy that's got even a little bit of kryptonite on there because it's not going to end well.
Dr. Robert Youngblood is our call screener today. And so, but I did get Jor-El as his dad, right?
Okay. Oh, good.
So Kal-El, Dean, how's that?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
All right. We had it. We used a lifeline.
I just want to say one thing, and it's been stuck with me since Joe gave his address a while back. The first thing he said, which I wish he'd have stuck to it, was, "If I was a smart man, I'd leave now."
You talking about Biden?
Yes.
He said that?
His opening remark when he gave his State of the Union address was, "If I was a smart man, I'd leave now." And
he didn't. He didn't leave.
That proved everything. Yes.
They need that. They need to use that on all their commercials.
All right. Thank you, Dean. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you there in Oklahoma. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. If you want to, we do have this show available in podcast. So if you want to listen to past Trivia Friday shows, we've got a year or two's worth up at our website, right, Brent? So you can check that out. If you're traveling, you're bored, you want to have something to listen to, we have past trivia shows posted there on our podcast. Just go to AFR.net, click on podcast, and then you'll see the banner for Trivia Friday. So check that out. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening. Go back to the phones. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, I want to answer about the octopus one.
All right, here's the question, Michael. In what National Hockey League city do fans throw octopuses on the ice when their team wins a playoff game? What say you?
Detroit Red Wings.
That is right. Detroit Red Wings.
Nicely done, Michael.
How'd you know that, Michael?
I look it up.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to a game where they've done that?
No.
Yeah, a friend of mine, John, who is an avid listener to AFR. He texted, he knew the answer, but he told me, I didn't know this. He said in Nashville, they'll throw catfish on the ice. And I don't think he was kidding. So,
and are you serious?
That's going to get messy either way you look at
it. Like fried or?
I don't know. I'm going to look this up after, I'll look that up after the show's over.
Here's the deal. The Zamboni man, he don't care so much about the catfish. But cleaning that slaw up and all the hush puppies, that gets to be a mess. That ain't fair for them Zamboni drivers.
All right, Michael, what you got a question for us?
Yeah, this is still a sport question. Okay, the football player, O.J. Simpson, which movie he is in Airplane. Is about black slavery?
It's about He was in that comedy Airplane.
It's about what?
Black slavery.
You mean like Roots?
Oh, so he must have been in Roots.
Yep.
So Juice was in Roots.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Are you serious?
Huh?
O.J. Simpson was in the movie Roots.
Yeah, the old movie.
Was back in the
70s. That's interesting. Hey, yeah, Michael, thank you for Roots listening was, there in Kansas. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Roots was in the mid-70s.
It's a miniseries.
76, 75.
That was powerful. It was by Haley.
Alex Haley was the author.
The book.
LeVar Burton was the star. He was Kunta Kinte or something like that.
Kunta Kinte.
Kinte. I mean, it was a true story about a slave from Africa that... But I don't remember O.J. He must have had a minor role in it, if he did at all. Yeah. But anyway, all right, let's repeat our questions, guys, real quick.
All right. All mine are sports questions, at least for right now. The American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Is that true or false? What sporting event is held every Memorial Day? And I will add one. What is the signature food dish served at Wimbledon? What is the signature food dish served at Wimbledon?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. The word chimichanga, a deep-fried burrito common in southwestern cuisine. The word chimichanga is Spanish for thingamajig. Is that true or false? Second question I'll add. Now, I don't expect people to know this, but you got a 1 out of 3 chance. This is multiple choice, and we promised you'll learn things on Learning University. Here's the question, multiple choice. On average, how often do your taste buds regenerate? A, 10 days, B, 30 days, or C, 90 days? How long does it take for your taste buds to regenerate? 10 days, 30 days, or 90 days? And then I'll add one more. What was the name of Rhett and Scarlett's daughter in Gone with the Wind? What was the name of Rhett and Scarlett's daughter in Gone with the Wind?
I think we just need to worry about that tomorrow.
Hey, that was well played.
I see what you did there.
Really good.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
It's rare for me. Okay, so O.J. Simpson, I looked this up, did play the role as an African tribesman, Katie Touré, on the set of Roots. But I just don't remember. Well, that's been a long, I only saw it one time. That's been a long, long time ago. Chuck Connors was in
that. That was
too,
a huge
he?
Hit. Yeah. Chuck Connors did everything. Yeah. If Kevin Bacon hadn't stole the spotlight, Chuck Connors would have been the one you could have connected
he'll
everything.
He'll be remembered
to.
Today.
Six Waters. What do they call that?
Six Degrees.
6 Degrees.
Yeah, he was a professional baseball player, professional basketball player. He was a professional water skier, and he was the rifleman.
Yeah.
All right, my questions are as follows. I need the name of the three golfers in history that have won the Masters Tournament 4 times or more. There's only 3 people that have done that. The Masters Tournament going on right now in Augusta, Georgia. Number 2, if you can get this, we're going to send you a travel mug, AFR Stainless Steel travel mug. Here's the question. What is a common saying that uses something farmers do to express taking advantage of opportunity? Sort of a riddle, as you say, Ed.
Yeah.
The question, you understand the question, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Old Testament question. Samson, when they stole that riddle, he said, you wouldn't have got the answer to that riddle if you hadn't plowed with my heifer. That was his words. That's in the Bible.
That was Mick Jagger sang about that back in the late 60s.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it was a... You should play that record backwards, though. If you want to, huh?
Or don't. Oh, or don't.
I wouldn't do it. You play that record backwards about the heifers.
That backward masking is scary.
That's
very
right.
Disturbing. So, anyway, where were we? Everybody knows that Alaska, Texas, and California are the 3 largest states by land mass.
I think you assumed a lot saying everybody knows that.
Okay. That was news to me. I thought we all had good teachers.
Hey. Okay. Well. Hey. That boomerang came back on me.
So number 4, I want the 4th largest state by land mass. What is the answer to that question?
That's all right. A really good question.
I've got I've had none answered, so I'm starting to feel like I'm just
you're doing
part
a good,
of the show.
No, you're doing a good job. Okay. Those are medium hard. It just people haven't landed on it yet.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Amy is on the line. Amy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Amy, where do you live in Tennessee?
Well, I live in Rutherford, but I actually work in Milan.
Okay.
I'm a mail carrier in Milan.
Milan, Tennessee, just north of Memphis, right?
About 1.5-2 hours.
Yeah. Jackson Milan. That was
Jackson Milan. Yeah, north of Jackson. First. Yeah, Milan. Yeah.
Okay. Very first.
I was thinking of where's the base in Millington? Millington, just north of Memphis.
Yeah.
Where there's a their military commissary and all that. Because my uncle, long time ago, he was in the Navy in World War II. He's deceased now, but they lived in North Memphis so they could go to the commissary in Millington on the Navy base, I think. Army base, Naval. Anyway, so that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
That and Chimichanga was
ask,
on my mind.
Answer or do both, Amy?
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Actually, the Chimichanga.
Oh, okay. Here it is. It's true or false. Here's the question. The word chimichanga, a deep-fried burrito common in Southwestern cuisine, is Spanish for thingamajig. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with false.
It is 100% true.
What?
I'm reading it.
Oh, wow.
I'm reading it right here. The word chimichanga, deep-fried burrito that is common in both Tex-Mex and other southwestern U.S. cuisine, is Spanish for thingamajig. So they've got their version of the Hebrew word for manna. You know, word manna,
what is it?
The Hebrew word is, what is it? And here they had this chimichanga thrown together. Now they said, what is that? Well, I just want to order that thingamajig.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? You guys both thought it was false.
Are you putting this on?
No, look at that.
You're pulling
our leg. I'm going to make a confession here. I thought, wow, JJ's going to have to step up his game. No way that's true. Usually I can't tell.
You're usually on the fence. You go, that's so bizarre. It could be true, but you're like, there's no way.
No way that's Spanish true.
Thingamajig.
Amy, can you hold on? We got to take a break.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hold on. And Amy in Milan, Tennessee, we will go back to her after this break. And, you know, folks, none of my three questions have even been attempted. And, it's hurtful.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard not to take it personal.
Well, I mean, we've been an hour now.
Ask the Maytag repairman. He knows.
Bingo. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.